And it's a big one.
A big one.
News is that Tom Selleck tied the knot last month with his longtime girlfriend, Jillie Mack. If you want to know a little...
He's got a big one?
No, I mean, he's a...
Right, megastar, yeah, gotcha.
Right. Oh, don't embarrass me. In fact, the wedding and the honeymoon were such a secret that even the 28-year-old bride wasn't filled in until the last minute. How romantic, Tom. The 42-year-old star of Magnum P.I. met Miss Mack in 1983 when he was in London filming Lassiter and she was performing in a production of Cats. The Yoruba tribe in Nigeria has the highest rate of twins per birth on Earth, with twins being born one-third of the time. Now, researchers trying to discover why simply ask the Yorubans. The tribesmen say it's because they are lucky, while researchers say it's because their diet is heavy on yams and beans. It apparently hasn't dawned on anybody that heredity is the dominant factor in multiple births. Nearly all of the 18 million Yorubans are related to each other. Sort of like Tennessee, isn't it, Moby? The Dallas Cowboys and the Houston Oilers have identical 1-2 records going into the last exhibition game of the preseason. The Cowboys hold a commanding 15-5 lead in the series, and they've won 7 of the last 8 games, but the Oilers won last year's game 17-14 to finish the preseason unbeaten. Houston coach Jerry Glanville says the Oilers have never claimed to be America's team, but he says the people of Houston like to consider them Texas's team. Well, they can go ahead and consider it that way if they want to. Sunny skies and highs around 97. That's the forecast for today and tomorrow, with overnight lows around 68. The outlook for the rest of Labor Day weekend looks pretty good. Some sun, a few clouds, and a chance of rain, but not until late Monday. Right now it's 69 at the Moby Broadcasting Complex. For the Eagle, right. I'm Michelle Dibble.
Thank you. The Yoruba tribe, huh?
Yeah.
Beans and yams, right?
Yeah.
That's where they got their name. That's the sound they make after a big meal. Yoruba! Oh, gross. God, fuck, jeez. Good morning, everybody. Sure do appreciate you getting your lazy asses up with the Eagle on a weekday morning. It's Friday with Europe. This is Kerry on KEGL. Yeah, baby, good morning. All hit 97.1 KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. This is Maester Moby on a Friday morning. It is 808 from the Eagle. Good Friday morning, gang. Labor Day weekend. Going to be lovely, too. Mostly sunny, high in the mid-90s today. We may get a few high clouds blowing in but tonight, but no big deal. We'll get down into the upper 60s, mid-90s again tomorrow with those high clouds staying with us. And there's no real mention of rain until we get into Labor Day itself on Monday, when in the afternoon we got a slight chance for some thunderstorms. And that's it. A slight chance. And yeah, it's just one of those summertime thunder boomers kind of blowing through.
Man, that's 3 days away.
Yeah,
things
it ain't
going to
change. Even if it happens, it probably won't last 30 minutes,
No.
Okay, what here? Oh, I got to wish a happy birthday to Leon Pierce. He's 32 years old today, lives in Dallas, and he's trying to enlist in the Army. Yeah.
Really?
Good luck, Leon. I hope they let you in.
Sure, if
you
want to.
Hanging out with all them 18-year-old boys in there. Go ahead, have fun. Oh, and this old guy called in a minute ago. He didn't have time to wait, but he told me this silly little old joke.
Okay.
Why does a motorcycle have to have a kickstand to stand up?
Why?
Hollywood? It's too tard. Hey, man, call back and give me that mug back, would you? Let's take a quick look at the mail here. We got some stuff in. I thought I'd...
Rudy?
Yeah, share it real quick. And also this morning, we're going to that tune, Here Comes the Pope. We've had so many people call about it, and other people call it Didn't Hear It, and we're going to play it again.
Oh, good.
A little bit, okay? This is, Yo, Moby, I moved to Dallas 2 years ago from a small city in New Mexico. My birthday is coming up Friday, September 4th. I'll be 28. I would absolutely adore a Moby mug and couldn't give it a better home. Now, I could play on your sympathy, fat boy, and most likely you'd give me one, but I'm sure you don't need to hear a big sob story, and I could tell some jokes, but I remember jokes like I remembered what happened the day I was born. I couldn't stump your expertise in that area, and anyway, not that I haven't tried. I came from New Mexico State University, and we are also the Aggies, so I hear a lot of jokes, too. Yeah, about Aggie junks, I guess.
Mm.
Sincerely, Terry Goodrich, Duncanville, Texas. Well, happy birthday, Terry. P.S., a giant premature thank you for my birthday Moby mug. Honey, I would have done it, but you got an unlisted telephone number. I tried to call her, and I can't get a hold. Man, when you... I really would do wish when folks write in, they'd include a phone number when I get back to them during the day, because lots of times I call folks. They write in. Not every time, but lots of times.
Mm-hmm.
It's, Dear Mr. Moby, I don't know if you'll remember me. I called you on the morning of the 27th of August about my mother. She'd been bothering me for 2 weeks to call you for a mug. Well, I put off calling you because I didn't know what to say, and I realized you were a pretty cool dude and that if I told you my problem, you'd help me out. I called you up, got through on my fourth try, and lo and behold, you saved me from my mother.
Uh-huh.
Now, I didn't have a joke for you then, but I've got one now.
Good.
A woman's pregnant. She's having her baby, and the doctor comes into the recovery room and tells her he's got some good news and bad news. The good news is the baby's a girl. He tells the mother to come to the nursery window for the bad news. They arrive at the first window. The baby they look at is missing an arm, and the mother says, "Is that my child?" Doctor says, "No." Went to the second window. The baby in that window is missing a leg, and the mother says, "Oh, is this my child?" The doctor says, "No." And at the third window, in there in the little bassinet,
yeah,
there's just a big eye laying in there on the pillow.
Oh.
The mother said, is this my child? The doctor said, yeah, but that's not the bad news. The mother said, so what's the bad news? The doctor says, she's blind.
Oh.
I know, that's older than hell.
I heard it in high school.
Yeah, I know. Well, anyhow, better than being nearsighted, I guess. How on earth would she wear glasses? I know that joke's not very tasteful, but it is a joke. And by the way, you can see Pantego if you drive... Oh, we were just talking about Pantego the other morning. You can see Pantego if you drive down Park Road towards Bowen very slowly. I can't thank you enough, and neither can my mom. Your fan always, Kim and her mother. There you go. She dropped that off when she come to pick up her mug. A couple more here. Let's see. This comes from Daniel Wilson in Louisville. Daniel be saying, he says, Moby, this letter's for a personal reason. I met the love of my life about 2.5 years ago, and after living together for about 1.5 years, we had some problems. Oh, wait a minute. Whoa, wait a minute. Where is it? There it is. Okay, wait a minute.
Mercy.
I met the love of my life about 2.5 years ago. After living together for about 1.5 years, we had some problems, and she moved to Denver. About 6 months of being apart, I drove up there for a weekend and asked her to come back and marry me. After a month of long-distance phone calls and chewing off all my fingernails, gross, she called me at 2 o'clock in the morning and said yes. I sent her a plane ticket, and she moved back here in May of this year. We're leaving for Las Vegas on September 16th to get married. Now, here comes the request. We don't want to toast our love with crystal glasses, but rather with Moby mugs. What better...
Oh!
Ick. What better way to start your life with one you love? If this doesn't touch your heart, then I'll include a joke in... Oh, hell. Okay, wait a minute. Where's it at there? Okay. I don't know. Thanks for taking the time to read this. Thanks for taking the time to read this, and we will always stay faithful listeners no matter what you decide. Okay, no. By the way, she doesn't know I'm writing this quest, so could you save me from buying her a present for her, her wedding, Dan Wilson, Louisville?
Oh, no.
Yeah, whoa. Let's see here. What's this joke?
Better get a present.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's another having a baby joke. Seems this single woman was having a baby in the delivery room. The doctor learned that she wasn't married, and the baby started coming out feet first, and its feet and legs were black, and the woman was white, and the doctor looked at her and says, ma'am, is the father of this baby a black man? And at first she denied it, but saw that the doctor didn't believe her, so she finally admitted that, well, yes, the father could be a black man. The baby came out a little further, and its body was red, and the doctor was a little shocked, and he said, well, is it possible that this baby's father could be an Indian? And now she denied that several times too, finally admitted that, well, it was possible that the father of this baby could be an Indian. Well, the baby finally came out all the way, and the doctor just couldn't believe what he saw. The baby's eyes were a little slanted, a little olive-shaped, and this really upset him. And he turned to her and says, well, could the father of the baby be Oriental? And she said, yeah, it could be the black guy, the Indian, or maybe it could be Oriental. Well, the doctor lifted this healthy baby, lifted him up by his feet and slapped him on the butt, and the baby started to cry. And this lady let out a loud sigh of relief and said, God, I'm glad it didn't bark. All right. What? One more, real quick.
And they call it puppy love.
Dip will get your mind out of the gutter. Hi, Mr. Moby. My name is Amber Perry. I've been listening to you ever since your show was on in the afternoon. I've been listening to the Eagle ever since its name was Z97. Lord, that was 100 years ago. I used to listen to S&P every morning, and when they left us for someplace they thought was better, I thought my morning radio life was over. I must have tuned into this country show for a year or two, and then I heard you on in the afternoons. Get your lazy asses home, you used to say, and I thought you were great. I hadn't listened to this. Boy, butter me up. I hadn't heard anything as funny as you since Eddie Murphy, baby. Give me a movie deal. Movie deal. Before I knew it, I was an addict. I had to hear you every afternoon like I needed my morning cup of coffee. Then one day I tuned to you in the afternoon and you were gone. I thought you'd left me too. I was crushed. I was absolutely crushed. Oh, God. Then to my wonderful surprise, I heard you in the morning. You and Dibble were even funnier in the morning than in the afternoon. It was great. I've called in so many times to talk to you and tell you a joke, but I can't ever get through. So I finally gave in and thought I'd write you a letter. And I have a few jokes for you that I'm hoping you hadn't heard. I know I won't succeed since you're the joke master, but here goes anyway. Okay, y'all ready?
Yep.
Got about four of them here. Hollywood, you ready, bud?
Yeah.
All right. How do you tell the difference between an oral and rectal thermometer? The taste. Did you hear about the absent-minded professor that unbuttoned his vest, took out his tie, and wet his pants? Why is AIDS considered a miracle disease? Turns fruits into vegetables. And last but not least, did you hear about Rafael Septian's latest tragedy?
Oh.
His new wife just passed away.
Oh.
Crib death.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I hope there's at least one joke in this that you hadn't heard. I'd give anything almost for a mug. Oh, well, even if I don't get a mug, I'll always be your number one fan. Oh, yeah, tell Dibble that she's not the only one who prefers barnyard animals.
What?
Amber. My goodness. Well, take care. Amber Perry. Just tell Dibble that she's not the only one that prefers barnyard. Dibble doesn't admit it, do you?
Absolutely not.
See, that's right. It's a little personal thing with her. Mug Amber for me, would you, Sonny? All right, that's it for the mail. Gang, we appreciate your letters. You want to write us, fine, do it. Send to the Moby Broadcasting Complex in care of the Eagle. Post Office Box. Wait a minute. I never can remember that new box number. Post Office Box 540397, Dallas. 75354. For goodness sakes, include a phone number.
Get your Justin boots, just Justin boots at the price you want to pay.
Get the bat and bowl, baby, 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 baby. Get the bat and bowl. Hollywood, you know what? I forgot Hollywood up in Black Thunder and his traffic report. Go, buddy, go,
okay,
go,
buddy,
go.
The only problem we got is going to be westbound 30 Ferguson, left shoulder, two-car minor accident with a backup to Jim Millard. Or the problems around the Dallas-Fort Worth Moby Flex on the Mid-Cities for the Eagle over Mesquite. I'm Hollywood at the controls of Black Thunder.
Thank you, Double Bubba. It's about 8:21, Moby in the morning on the radio with Boston. This is Holly Ann on All Head 97.1 KEGL. Our best buddies call us the Eagle. KEGL fixed to kick off a Labor Day 3-day weekend for a lot of folks, gang, and the weather could not be better. Hollywood's up there. He wants to start here, so we'll let him. He's up with one tomorrow to Black Thunder Traffic Report.
Just the one tomorrow.
Just the one tomorrow.
The only problem we got, buddy, is going to be westbound 30 Ferguson. The earlier accidents, minor accidents, going to be off of the left shoulder. Not really too much of a backup in the area. No other problems around Dallas, Fort Worth area, or the Mid Cities. For the Eagle, over North Park, I'm Hollywood at the controls of Black Thunder, and have a good weekend.
You too, buddy. On Monday on Labor Day, you want to go with me up to McKinney and see that air show?
Yeah.
Because I'm sure planning on going.
Okay.
I'm sure planning on going if you won't go.
Okay,
we'll talk about it Monday morning.
Okay.
Hi, buddy. Have a good one. Double Dribble coming up in just a minute.
With the long holiday weekend coming up, it's time to go out and stock up on California Cooler. But how do you know where to go? Well, when you're in your car and hear this.